Let me explain to you that as I was, especially this last year, as I've been working and watching and see how Washington is, it's like the dysfunction that has occurred in the state of Illinois because of Chicago has moved to Washington. And I can't, you know, I got 9 grandkids now. And I could either just say enough and walk away or do this and try to make a better future for them. I know that too many jobs are, I know that too many jobs have left and that we are, well, the economy's not turning around. There's not leadership in that direction. If we want to cure our problem, let's put people back to work, and we can't do that while we continue to put heavier and heavier government regulation. You know, and we as a state, and I saw this, they implemented Obamacare, but the states themselves can't implement it. They've overstepped their bounds. They are passing legislation that they want to say, well, let's pass it so that we can see what it does. That is no way to run the Congress of this state or this nation, because this nation is one of the greatest nations in the world, and the only way you keep it that way is to have people who are thinking and working together, and right now they're not.
You're as a state lawmaker, you've seen how the sausage is made from basically a local and a statewide level. Does that help in being a potential new member of Congress?
Here's why I think it does help. One, many of the people who are there and serving, I have served with in the past, I know their personalities. And it's on both sides of the aisle. At least the Illinois delegation I know very well. I know that what it takes to move forward and to work on a piece of legislation. I can work either in a bipartisan manner, which I've done on many occasions, but I also know what our Constitution says, and I know what is right, and based on that, I will stand for my district and fight and scream if need to make sure that the laws and the Constitution are honored. I that's what I believe in. And so when you put the experience that I have together with the fact that that I know this district so well, I think it's a step in the right direction, and I hope that people agree with me on that.
You know, obviously Bill Inyerton is his first term. He's done a lot of things as a first-term congressman. He's been involved in a number of different bills, and he's hit the ground kind of running mm-hmm. for the district. You know, what do you see as from candidate to candidate? What do you see as his shortcomings, or what makes you a better person to hold this seat?
Well, let me tell you that I feel like the congressional seat is remember this: you've got to be a servant, and you've got to make sure that your staff is there and willing to help, and actually does help, and actually understands what needs to be done to help and assist in constituent service. As far as the standing congressman and myself, our beliefs are quite different, obviously, and it doesn't matter whether it is on the social issues. It doesn't matter on, you know, he believes that, or at least his votes have shown, that he believes that bigger government is better. We're proving over and over again that bigger government is not better. The best way to help an American citizen to achieve their goal is to get out of their way as far as government's concerned. Give the opportunity for business to work, but do not overregulate. Do not constantly force business, large and small, to fall under such restraints that they can't hire people and can't expand. That's why our economy is the way it is. His votes have proven that. Because let me tell you, he voted for Nancy Pelosi, and I guarantee you I won't.
You mentioned kind of in general what you think needs to be done and what a congressman from Southern Illinois needs to do in order to be representing constituency. In terms of stuff that's on the plate that likely whoever's elected, reelected, and going back after the election, what do you see as the number one or a couple of big things that need to be done?
The number one is job and the economy. I mean, we've got to get this economy turned around, and the way we do that is we quit with these regulations. You know, regardless of whether you agree or disagree with Obamacare, it can't be implemented. So something must be changed there to correct the issue, to take the fear away from those job creators, the small business people and the entrepreneurs that are willing to expand their business and or grow a business and or invest in a business in the first place. That's number one. Number two is we do have a problem with immigration. We do need some immigration reform, but that immigration reform must also be involved with securing our borders. And number three is, as I watch this, the sequester and the attack as they move along, we need to, yes, turn down government and make sure that wasteful spending is taken out, but we've got to make sure that we hold a strong military. If we don't hold a strong military, we're going to be back where we were whenever I was a young man, which is and that's when I went in the Marine Corps in 1979. The Jimmy Carter then had turned down because he didn't think it was important our military and didn't keep us a force in readiness. We had the Iran hostage situation. We had those problems that occurred, and that was because other nations looked at us as weak. We cannot allow that to happen. We've got to invest in a strong military and then take care of those veterans as well.